And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Good morning, Tucson.
And we are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
So we have so much stuff going on today. We're going to be talking about a couple events coming up in the near future. But as we do every week, it's time to announce a lot of stuff going on in Tucson right now. So we want you to visit us at friendjeff.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Correct.
And actually, later in the show, we're going to announce who won the Like Us on Facebook contest.
That's right.
So stand by. If you'll have to send me an email to make, you know, it's like must be present to win kind of thing. So there's a couple cool things coming up. Next Friday, the Seven Pipers Band is having a halfway to St. Patrick's Day pub crawl.
That is hilarious.
So the bagpipers are
going to... half birthday for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, the halfway to St. Patrick's Day pub crawl. It starts at Cervezas on Speedway, ends at Cervezas on Wetmore, and there's eight bars, one bus, and a lot of bagpipes. a lot of hot air, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's because you'll be there.
So,
right?
But this is for Friday, September 14th. You got to look up Seven Pipers Band. It will also be at fredandjeff.com, but you got to make reservations early because apparently this thing sells out. I guess it's okay to, you know, get drunk and listen to bagpipe music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess you have to be drunk to listen to it. You need to be drunk.
Didn't you just say that?
I guess I did.
Yes.
All right. So this is really cool, Jeff. You know, every day I get this thing from the U of A. It's U of A Daily News. But the OSIRIS-REx mission, which is launching, I think next year, they're sending a spacecraft to asteroid 1999 RQ36.
Oh, I think I saw that movie.
Yeah, and then they're going to get some material off the asteroid and the material. So anyways, they want somebody to name
the
asteroid.
They need a volunteer to man the spacecraft.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I volunteered you.
Oh, man.
But they're going to name the asteroid. So they're having a name the asteroid contest. And if you go to planetary.org/name, you can sign up, give it your name. I think I'll call it the Jeffrey Express.
That's cool. Hey, so what are the criteria? I mean, why would they pick one name over another?
I think they'll just, you know, think something is very clever or, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. But you really don't know, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think the Jeffrey Express is going to be my choice.
Yeah, it's a poor choice.
Yeah, it is. The Starry Night Party at Karshner Caverns is coming up next Saturday, September 15th. They're going to have telescopes, apparently tons of telescopes out there. There's going to be some guest speakers talking about the, I guess, archaeology around the area and the geology of the cave. So go to Karshner Caverns website and check out Starry Night Party at Karshner Caverns. Next month is Nightfall at Old Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
Take the kids out there to be scared out of their wits.
That's not very nice.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Well, Nightfall is awesome.
It is awesome.
It is a lot of fun.
And I've taken the kids out there, I can't tell you how many years, and every year it just gets better and better. And it's, you know.
But is it for little kids? Or is it for older kids?
Well, the guy, you know, the maniacal clown with the chainsaw is really nice to little kids. He stays away from them.
Yeah.
But the big kids, he chases down the street.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, your favorite, Jeffrey. Tucson Roller Derby, September 26th, the opening bout for season number 10. The trucks, Furious Truck Stop Waitresses versus Vice Squad. Check out TucsonRollerDerby.com for all that fun information. And just for mom and dad, the 5th annual Texas Hold'em Poker Party is on Friday, October 12th. It supports Angel Charities for Children.
Where can you get more information on that one?
From my dad, actually. Dad.
The answer to that question is go to fredandjeff.com and we will have information, links to all the things we've talked about on today's show.
Absolutely.
So
actually, they should be there right this moment because I already, you know, I set up the web page so that when we go on the air, all the stuff comes up.
Did you know?
I do that every week.
Interesting.
Do you even visit the webpage?
I do. Absolutely, I do. I'm all over that webpage. I'm the one always calling you up telling you that stuff looks crappy.
Well, then you do a better job. I'll give you the passwords.
I'm teasing you. It always looks good.
You log it up. You tee it up and take a swing.
There you go.
So, but yeah, visit us at friendjeff.com. And not only that, but you can download us on iTunes. And you can download us off the show. So it's a free subscription on iTunes, and you can visit us as much as you want at friendjeff.com and see all sorts of fun things.
So, folks, stick around. We got a great show. No. There's more.
There is more, Jeff.
Go.
Because it's time to dance the day and night away, September 27th through the 30th, at Tucson's favorite event, one of the very many favorite events, the Oktoberfest.
Oh, boy.
And we have in studio with us Tom Hogan.
Hey, Tom.
Gentlemen, how are you? It's hard to sit back and be quiet while you guys are talking. I can laugh at a lot of the things you say, but I didn't.
Well, we laugh at a lot of things we say.
That's why we're saying them.
Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely.
The 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of September at High Corbett Field. We're having the Oktoberfest, a family food fun event with bratwurst, sauerkraut, der Wiener Schnitzel hot dogs, and Greek food, Irish food, ice cream, nuts, and caramel corn. We've got the children's play area, and we have about 100 arts and crafts booths. Really exciting. I just want to tell you that on Friday night, we're going to be having a race. It's called the Wiener Race.
Wait a minute.
The Wiener Dog Race.
Oh, okay, because I think Fred won the Wiener Race a couple years ago, but this is a different race.
This is a different race.
These are dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him out there a couple of years ago, and yes, he definitely won. Should have received a blue ribbon for that.
Oh, he got a blue. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a ribbon, though.
No, it wasn't.
Anyhow, I digress.
Yeah, let's move along. Nothing to see here. Move along.
But we have a variety of beers. This year we have the Polliners, Hefeweizen, and Polliner Oktoberfest Märzen, both made in Germany, and very exciting stuff, except especially after you've had a couple. And I believe they're malt beers.
You're getting that information from our next guest, aren't you? They're giving you a little bit of beer education.
That's correct.
Right.
And they're great guys, and I thank them for that.
Well, that's good. So, Oktoberfest, you guys are raising money for something, though, too, aren't you?
Right. Optimist Clubs of Tucson and Optimist Charities. You know, the outstanding things that the Optimists do in this community and statewide, absolutely incredible. Over 1,000 backpacks given away every year in August to 1,000 children, 1,000 lucky children who need the backpacks, from the Pueblo Optimist Club to $1,000 given to each of 12 schools here in Southern Arizona by the Uptown Optimist Club for the Reading is Fundamental program, a program that has lost funding from the government, but still buying books for kids and giving them a book to take home. Absolutely fabulous programs. And we also have clubs that are actually in schools, like Robison, the Robison Neighborhood Club, and C.E. Rose Elementary School has an Optimist Club, and we help them raise money. And this Oktoberfest helps those schools and others to help their kids.
That's great. So come out. Have some great food,
great
cocktails.
Oh, and you forgot to mention the bouncing checks.
The bouncing checks are going to be out there. We've got a number of different. You were just talking about the Seven Pipers. They're going to be out there.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
They might be recovered from the pub crawl by then.
They're going to be recovered because they're going to be out there and they're going to be blowing their pipes. We've got the Ricketts. Tucson Prunes are coming back, and the Tucson Twists.
Wait a minute.
These are jump
ropers. Tucson Prunes, isn't that group that Alan Michaels is in?
Alan Michaels, he should be. If he's not, he definitely should be.
He was a charter member.
What? Don't you remember when you were on the show last year, and we had just had something to say about Alan Michaels, and then you start talking about the Tucson Prunes, and I'm like, wait a minute, is Alan Michaels in that group? So it'll
probably
just be an annual running
gag.
I hope
Alan's in that group, because I, you know, like to see him out there dancing.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We love Alan here on the show. So I'm sorry. Once again, I digress. So you've got a lot of entertainment.
Yes.
Arts and crafts,
fabulous.
Food, play area for the kids, all at High Corbett, right in the middle of Tucson.
Right.
Parking, not an issue, because there's tons of it.
Not an issue. There's tons of parking out there at High Corbett Field.
And of course, you optimists, you guys, all you do is help young people here in our community.
Right. One more thing I want to tell you.
Please.
There's a football game on Saturday night, and I think it's fabulous. The University of Arizona is hosting somebody else at that game, and on Sunday, if you bring your ticket, you get in free to the Oktoberfest. So come on out on Sunday.
That's great. What's it cost usually to get in?
Only $3. It's always been $3 to get into the Oktoberfest. If you bring a couple of cans of food on Thursday, you can get in for free. The food is donated to the community food bank, another worthy cause.
So you guys are really spreading the wealth around, aren't you?
We spread the wealth. That's absolutely what we do. Like, take, for example, this annual Desert Dachshund Race. Proceeds benefit Dachshund Rescues. You know, so we're out there, we're benefiting kids, we're benefiting the community, and it's an outstanding event. Guaranteed to have a good time. You guys are there every year. We love to have you, and thanks for your support.
Sure. One more time, what's the dates?
The 27th, 28th, and 29th. Wait a second. The 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of September this year, in September, and the Oktoberfest, Tucson Oktoberfest, High Corbett Field.
Very cool.
Very nice. So we are going to take our first break. Thanks, Tom. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some more fun stuff going on in the Old Pueblo.
There's more fun stuff going on, Fred?
It never ends.
All right. Stick around, folks.
The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our four-star spas, guest ranches, and resorts attract admiring visitors from around the world.
And our original restaurants draw rave reviews across the country.
Because the Science and Technology Park is creating a cutting-edge biotech corridor.
And the University of Arizona leads the nation in optics and astronomy.
And because the nation's best gem and mineral showcase brings us thousands of visitors every year.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
All right, we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
So darn wonderful.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Hey, I got a question for you, Fred. You ready?
You know the old adage, ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
Perfect. So I guess we're just going to sit here in silence. So what does Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails, Bluefin Seafood, Genie's French Cafe,
Genie's,
Frankie's S Philly Cheesesteaks, Le Rendezvous, The Kingfisher, Jonathan's Cork, Rocco's, Little Chicago, and Vera Amor Restaurant have in common?
They are fabulous eateries in the Old Pueblo.
That is absolutely true. What else?
They're all members of the Tucson Originals.
Oh, they are. Good job, Fred.
I can read a website, too.
Yes, but you very rarely do.
So with us in the studio today is Jonathan Landine from Jonathan's Cork.
Good
Jonathan,
afternoon.
How are you doing? And Rocco DeGrazia from Rocco's Little Chicago. Hey, Rocco, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Now, you guys, I mean, Jeff and I have enjoyed several of your dishes over the years, and our wastelands can attest to that. You guys are just fabulous restaurateurs in this community.
Well, and certainly we have longevity. I think that's a good thing to note in this time and atmosphere. As I was telling you guys, the Originals have been around for, since 1998.
Yeah, I remember when they first started, when they first formed. And before we get to that, I want to let the listeners know a little about you guys. Because, Jonathan, you are like one of the characters of this community. I don't think I've ever been to a fundraising event where there was food involved that Jonathan's Cork was represented and you were out there just providing some great treats for everybody. Let's talk about you for.
Hey, know what? Before we do that, I got to tell you, I'm kind of loving this new studio. look at this. Look what I can. You folks can't see me, but I've got the chair reclined. My head is against the wall. I could enjoy this. This is good times. You got to get a picture of this, Fred, for the website. No, just kidding. So, Jonathan, Fred asked you a fabulously nice softball question. Teed it up. Hit it out of the park, Jonathan.
Thank you very much. You know what? We, Clett and I have had the Cork since 1994, and every year we do as much for the community as we can. We share their wealth a little bit. We don't do every event every year, but we do many events every year, and we try to change them up from Primavera Cooks, Boys and Girls Club, Museum of Art fundraisers, anything that we can do. And we just kind of, every year we pick and choose a little bit and we do as much as we can. And we do monthly events and donations throughout the community. And we think it's really, that's obviously what keeps us going. All the members of the community come in and support us, dine at our restaurant, and help us continue our business. And then we turn around and try to give that back. So,
well, let me ask you a question, though. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Cork, because the building has been there for quite a long time.
Cork was built in 1966, and it was originally a Cork and Cleaver restaurant. The corporation sold off all the Cork and Cleavers in 1984, and Bill Hillenbrand, who promoted and supported the aquatic center and the softball stadium in his mother's name, Bill Hillenbrand, bought it and kept it going as a favorite dining spot. It was actually one of his favorite dining spots, and he did not want to see it go away. So the current management convinced him that he should be a restaurateur. Bill, thank goodness, he was extremely wealthy, and he put a lot of money into preserving the building and keeping it in really good shape. We bought it from Bill Hillenbrand in 1994. And so we've had it, we're going into 19 years now. And I was the chef at the Solarium for 10 years before that, and the guys there were big, you know, local restaurateur guys who donated to the community. I opened Charles Restaurant in the old Charles Carr's days. So I've been in cooking in Tucson and in part of the restaurant community for 30 years. And so I've seen the changes. And you know what? We celebrate the guys who are here doing the business. You know, we love it. And the Tucson Originals as a group donate so much annually to every conceivable type of fundraising event that it's pretty phenomenal when you go on the website and see what it's going on.
Yeah, your website's outstanding. I mean, there's a lot of information on here about what you guys have done and what you guys are planning to do, really. I mean, you highlight the different restaurateurs this month, or I don't know how long that happens, but right now you've got Daryl Wong from the Lotus Garden on there, and gives a nice little information about him. You've got some $20 summer specials, which I'm sure you're going to be taking that down anytime.
That just ended, actually. It landed on Labor Day.
Oh, it did. Okay. So, I mean, it's very cool. And the Tucson Originals, who coined that? Who came up with that idea?
Well, that was a long time ago. Steve Leal, Don Luria from Terracotta, Deb Gilman, Presidio Grill, Alan Zeman Fuego all got together and noticed that there was a need to support independent businesses, especially restaurants in Tucson, and they came up with the Tucson Originals.
And just to put a marketing campaign out there to let people know that, hey, we're local guys, come and support us.
Exactly, and also to give us an opportunity to buy, have the buying power of those 30 or 40 restaurants, get supplies, get advertising, get noticed, and also to kind of take what we do for the community and bundle it to let people see individually we do a lot, but as a group, it's tremendous. The amount of effort and support back to the
community. I think if you go down the list of who's in the Originals here and you go to any fundraiser in town, you're bound to eat some food provided by a Tucson Original organization, a restaurant.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's fabulous. That's a great way to give back to the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to the community. Thanks for Tucson.
Yeah, that's great. So I want to introduce you, Rocco, but I think we only have a minute left before the break. So real quick, Rocco, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago. Moved here about 20 years ago. Worked at the lauded Terracotta, like a lot of Originals members have. And I've been open in our quirky old Winchell's Donut location since about when the Originals started in 98.
In 98?
Yeah. Only been a member for about 3.5 years, but it's been a fantastic opportunity. We're having a great time, and it's just a great organization to be a part of.
That's very cool. Very cool. And have you always wanted to own a wing pizza joint?
Yes and no. If I knew what it entailed, I probably wouldn't have had such aspirations, but that's just how things go.
Yeah, but you guys have PBR over there, right?
We have Old Style.
Old Style.
Heilemann's. That would be Heilemann's Old Style.
That's good stuff. And where do you get that at a Cubs game?
That's what you would get at a Cubs game.
Yeah, but isn't the left field bleachers or something and the right field bleachers or something else?
You know what? I think they changed it because, Chicago is moving from an old style town to an MGD kind of town now.
Interesting.
By some quirk of fate.
Marketing dollars.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's funny. All right, folks, we got a lot more to talk about with these Tucson Originals and a great event that they've got coming up. So stick around here at 104.1 The Truth for more of The Fred and Jeff Show. She owns and operates her own sunshine factory. Her painting smiles on dolls and their own. It's never been easier to enjoy downtown, even during construction.
Downtown.
And with more than 15,000 parking spaces, it's a breeze to find a spot.
Downtown.
While you're downtown, you can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Have a night out on the town with the best nightlife around.
Shop at amazing stores with unique fashionable goods that you won't find anywhere else in town. Take in a show downtown.
Explore dozens of galleries.
Downtown.
And museums support your local.
Downtown.
Businesses. See more at
downtowntucson.org. That's a better ad.
People will love that. People will go, did you hear that dumb ad for downtown? Right, see if you can do something like that.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Rosenthal. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
We can edit that part out, right, Fred?
No, we can't.
Darn it.
This is live radio, my friend. So this is Fred and Jeff Show. We are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so darn wonderful. We invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com, where you can check out past shows, download the shows, check out our sponsors, and see pictures of all sorts of things, including tomorrow there will be a picture of Jeff laying across the table in the ESPN.
I'm not laying across the table.
In the ESPN studio.
I'm just relaxing. I'm lounging. Lounging. So before we get going too much, I want to finish our conversation with Rocco here. We're here with Jonathan Landin and Rocco DeGrazia. Jonathan from Jonathan's Tucson Cork and Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago. Interesting, Tucson Cork, Little Chicago. Jonathan, you're from Tucson. Rocco, you're from Chicago.
Right.
You're both Tucson originals, though.
Indeed, sir.
So you're the president this year, Rocco.
I am.
How did you get wrangled into that deal?
It was bewildering, but I've stepped up to the position, I guess. It's all right.
That's good.
It's a good opportunity.
So we're giving Rocco on the job training.
That's right.
kind of like working in a kitchen where they just throw you in and say, do that.
Like, pick up the knife.
Yeah, and there's no chance to back out. You can't get out. We locked the back door and we said, Rocco, you're in.
Good for you. So one of the things we were talking about before we took our break was the fact that the restaurants that are part of the Tucson Originals give back so much to the community.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that Jonathan had said during the break is that it's really hard sometimes to continually ask your patrons to support a raffle or buy a ticket to this or do that or do the other thing. So for you guys to be able to manage what you do for our community and run successful businesses is a tough thing. How do you do it?
Well, we tend to partner with charities that have that as their MO, so we can focus on making the food and serving our patrons without overwhelming them with asks, you know.
Sure.
So for example, this for our culinary festival this year, we're partnering with Cox Charities and Casino del Sol, and Cox Charities is giving to Tucson Values Teachers and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So it's a great opportunity for us.
That is a great, great opportunity for you guys. So you open the door, so we'll just walk right in. You've got a big culinary festival coming up.
Yeah.
And is it at Ventana Canyon, right?
No, this year we've moved it.
Oh, really?
We've taken it a little bit down south. And Casino del Sol has got a beautiful new property. They built that gorgeous new hotel, and they have a huge ballroom. And unfortunately, Lowe's has treated us really, really well. But unfortunately,
that's not unfortunate. Those folks at Lowe's treat everybody really well.
Yeah, you know what? And the staff up there is great. They did a good job for us. We just got a little big for the space. We couldn't quite get all the originals in, and we got a little crowded. So we thought we'd give it an opportunity. Plus, Casino del Sol is a new Tucson original. So what a better pairing than that?
That's great. So you're going to be at the Casino del Sol in their big ballroom?
Exactly. The 1st of October.
What
October
actually 6th. Happens in this event?
Oh, Rocco?
Well, we have over 40 of the originals restaurants are going to be serving food for the grand tasting. And then we have a reserve tasting right before that. And when is this? October 6th, right?
Yeah, October 6th, out at the pool. So right. You can go early for the reserve tasting and be out at the pool and taste some of the fine wines that the suppliers are bringing, some of the a little bit of the higher end stuff that you may not always see, and certainly stuff you never see at a tasting.
Right, we got 28 distributors and wineries involved this year. Yeah, you'd be hard pressed to get through all those.
28's a big number.
Yeah, well, 20, and they're pouring, you know, you're pouring several wines each. So if you have a love or something that you really kind of lust after in the wine department, you'd be able to go out there and find it. And find some other things to compare with it, too. So it's kind of a comparison.
Okay, so now wait a second. You're going to have over 40 restaurants out there.
Serving food.
You guys are going to have 40 restaurants serving.
Right.
You're going to have 28 vineyards represented with multiple...
28 suppliers. We'll probably have...
And with maybe a half a dozen or more wines showcased each, probably.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
So you'll have over 100 wineries represented.
So when you guys are putting your menus together for this event, not really knowing what kind of wines are going to be there... It's got to make it kind of difficult, or is
it easy?
No,
very easy,
because
there's
so
every wine there.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, the Southern Arizona Wine Group, we just had a tasting at Feast of their wines, and they're going to be there serving wines from Southern Arizona. So if you were interested in going down there and visiting the wineries, you're going to be able to meet the people that make it happen.
Right. And you could bring some products home as well. We're making it a little bit easier for you to
you can
pick
buy
up
on
stuff.
Site.
Yep.
So if I find a bottle from I don't know, Arizona Stronghold or some Arizona winery, they may have it there and I can buy some and take it home.
You'll be able to fill out a sheet and make a purchase.
Wow, that's great.
Pretty sweet.
So that's really great.
We rented through a couple of our licensors.
How many tequilas are you going to have there?
Oh, now the tequila tasting is coming in October on
the 26th.
That's going to be the World Margarita Festival.
Okay, now hold on a second. We're jumping here.
I know. So
which we're very used to doing.
I need tequila at the Tucson Culinary Festival. That's
what a boot flask is for.
Right, that's right.
just as long as I get the green light for that.
Yeah, that's also why they have a great rate on rooms.
Right. That's true.
Oh, that's another good question.
There are going to be some beers there, too. Some of the premium brewers and beer vendors are also going to be represented. For those folks that don't like the wine quite as much as
now,
the beer.
Well, you brought a beer. Are there any of the local craft brewery guys? Are any of those guys part of the Tucson Originals?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, Barrio is through Golden Eagle.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they've got a kind of a gourmet beer division that they're sourcing a lot of really nice artisan beers produced. I think they've got the one out of Flagstaff also.
Yeah.
That's great. So,
Four Peaks.
Back to the culinary festival.
Yes.
So, lots of restaurant, tons of wines and some beer.
And a lot of food.
And a ton of food. Can you give us an idea of what you're planning on serving, Jonathan?
Well, you know, the thing about the casino is that they've got an ability to let us do a little cooking on site. So, there's a walkway between the parking garage and the main ballroom. And I think Hogpit's going to be out there doing some smoking. We may set up a griddle and sear off fresh tenderloin of beef, bring it inside, serve it with a green chili sauce or a green peppercorn sauce. Okay. You know, I think so many times we don't really even, we know what we're doing because we have to fill out the health certificates.
Right.
But we really we fine-tune it just before.
Right.
And there's going to be gorgeous little hors d'oeuvres served at the reserve tasting. You know, so for $100, you can go to the casino at 5 o'clock, be out by the pool, have some hors d'oeuvres, have a little nosh, go inside at 6 or 6:30.
A bunch of wines.
Oh, the best wines. And then go inside and go through the grand tasting.
So, $100 gets you the
whole
tickets.
Thing. Both tickets.
Both tickets.
The whole thing. That's unbelievable.
The whole enchilada.
How much is it if I just want to go to the...
If you just want to go to the Grand, it only costs you $65.
That's crazy.
And that's and then you're going to see hundreds of wineries. You're going to see food from Tucson Originals all over. I mean, Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, Dakota Cafe, you name it. You can go through the... Go to the website there. Look at all the restaurants that are participating.
Absolutely. TucsonOriginals.com.
Correct.
Rocco, do you have any idea what you're going to be serving out there?
We get a call for my wife's cookies all the time, so we're going to make about 1,500 cookies to bring out. And we usually serve a soup or something. This year I've been experimenting with a different native beans from Native Seed Search up on Campbell, and I think we're going to whip something up with that. I have some hatch chilies left, so a nice bean soup for the fall might be in our...
Oh, that'll be great.
Is that the 21 Bean Salute?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you try it? Awesome. Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
That's great. So it's there's going to be a little bit of some for everybody when they go to this event.
Oh, yeah. And also a great opportunity for you to meet the owners or the chefs. Almost all of them come. And a great opportunity to find out a little bit about restaurants you may be interested in and haven't had a chance to visit.
Now, Jonathan, that cannot be overstated because I personally, Fred and I were taught by our grandfather, John Montano, that you get in and you get to know the proprietor of the restaurant. You're always getting a little bit better service than if you didn't know the guy, if you're just someone walking off the street. So it often makes sense
and
to come in.
As a restaurateur, I'm sure you don't want to hear that because everybody gets good service.
Oh, no. You don't want people to tell you what they like.
What you guys learned and what other people should hopefully learn and understand is that if you get to know a place and it's a place you love to go, say hello and introduce yourself and tell them what you like. Give us, as restaurateurs, the opportunity to do something special for you.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. All right, we got to take one last break, pay the bills, and we're coming right back because we got a lot more to talk about on this calendar for the Tucson Originals. So, folks, stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, fivestartermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about all the people, the places, the history, culture, and events make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn
good. Wonderful. And Fred, or we should say bueno.
Bueno.
So, Fred, here's a question.
Yeah.
What organization's goals are to protect Tucson's culinary sense of place, educate the dining public on the value and importance of independent restaurants and their community, and learn how to gain the same kind of economic muscle the chains have used so effectively?
You know, I don't actually know the answer to that question, but there are two people in the studio who might, and that's Jonathan Landine from Jonathan's Cork and Rocco DeGrazia from Rocco's Little Chicago.
And they're members of the Tucson Originals. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for coming in this fabulous Sunday morning. You guys probably had a big night last night post U of A football game.
Indeed.
So,
Before the break, we were talking to Jonathan about getting to know the chef, getting to know the owner, getting to know the servers, and how important that is. And Jeff and I mean, we do eat out a lot, and we have our favorite places. The one thing that I've never managed to do is to get a baseball steak at Jonathan's Court because they're always sold out.
We're doing a better job with that now. We actually just buy center cut top sirloins just to cut for baseballs now. and so we actually quit serving the top sirloin steak. We just cut them all into baseballs.
Very nice.
And if you call up and make a reservation, if you were you knew this because you asked and you wanted to be able to be considered a friend of the originals, you just call up and say, Rocco, this is my favorite style pizza. You never have anchovies. I always want to. Or, Jonathan, how come you're out of the baseball all the time? You make your reservation like my liver and onions people do or my duck people do. They say, we're coming in tonight. We want 10 liver and onions or we want 4 ducks. And then we make sure that we have them.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah, but it is, and it's actually, I think, enhances the experience when you know people and they know you. And a lot of times we've gone to places where the chef comes out and we know them and they say, well, have you tried this? Or I'm trying something experimental. You know, give it a taste. So it's fun.
We just did that at the bar last night.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Bucky Lovejoy, name you know in Tucson. I mean, we gave we have our regulars sitting at the corner of the bar, and we just gave them a taste of a new shrimp dish we're working on, and say, hey, Gaze, you know, give us a critique. We love to hear this. So
right. We do the same thing once in a while. Yeah.
Absolutely, you got to do it.
What's the newest thing that you've put on your menu, Rocco?
Oh gosh, we do different like pasta specials and stuff from time to time, and nothing even comes to mind. But right now we have like farfallini ai piselli, which is like it's a pancetta and cream sauce with peas, and we keep making that because people really like that one. We probably debuted that like 2 years ago. And that's one of the ones that just keeps coming back. So
yeah, I tell you, there's nothing that bothers me more than to go to a restaurant and your mouth is telling you, I'm going to order this specific thing on the menu.
Right.
And you walk in the door, you sit your rear end down, you get your cocktail, you order that salad, and then you say, I would like this. And the server comes out and looks at you and says, you know, unfortunately, we're no longer serving that.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you do, you're like, well, what do you do? I mean, it's like it's so not the position you want to be in.
Absolutely.
So your guys' point of call ahead. Hey, I'm coming in tonight. I want to do this.
But we have people call every day and ask what the soup is, just because we change our soup day to day.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. You guys have some great soups.
Seriously.
Yeah. You guys. There's no question that the both of you have great, great restaurants and very loyal followings too. I mean, from all the guys, the old attorneys and CPAs and folks that hang out at your place, Jonathan,
yeah, I know.
And the younger crowd that hangs out at your place, including
right.
Fred and I, if we can get our big
right.
bodies into those seats, we're pretty happy hanging out at your
good.
Place.
You know, the one, and I love ordering off menu. Like
like going to a Chinese restaurant and ordering Korean?
Yeah, exactly. No, but I love the wings of Rocco's. One of my favorite. It's hard with the Tucson Originals because you can't say you're my favorite because you know someone's going to get, hey, what about me? I do. But at Rocco's off menu, you can order the wings extra hot, and it's, I don't know if you know the FCC will allow me to say this, but it's called a Dot Burner, and it's some of the best sauce in the city.
Yeah, it's inappropriate to print certain things on the menu.
So. You're a family restaurant.
We're a family restaurant.
You're a family restaurant. All right, so with the little time we have left, I wanna finish the culinary festival that you guys are really here, not only promoting the Tucson Originals that any single restaurateur, local restaurateur can join and should join, but I also want to finish up with the Tucson Culinary Festival. It's Saturday, October 6th, so folks have a ton of time to make plans to go and spend the day poolside and then the evening in the convention center to do what you guys are going to do. I mean, you're going to put on a great show.
I think we mentioned during the break there might be hotel rooms available.
Oh, great. They've got rates for hotel rooms. If you call now, you can get a special rate on the hotel rooms.
Fabulous. Yeah. And
it's a whole package deal that we're putting together for you here.
Okay, and so where can folks get more information on that other than going to TucsonOriginals.com?
That's the best opportunity for them. TucsonOriginals.com will take you right to the Tucson Culinary Festival website.
Okay, great.
And it'll show you that you're going to save money if you buy your tickets in advance.
Right.
So they'll be able to buy them right online. And Ticket Biscuit handles that for us. And then Tucson Originals make sure that all the events information is there for you. So if there's any questions.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You got everything from sponsoring the festival, reserve tasting, package specials, grand tasting, all the way to discount cab service.
Right. So we can get you, we want you to take a cab home. We want you to drink responsibly and be safe. We want to promote the reserve tasting, the grand tasting, and we also want to remind everybody to go ahead and look down to October 26th for the Margarita Festival.
Now tell Fred and all of our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, that's been going on for several years. I can say that maybe it's our sixth or seventh year.
Yeah.
And
we've outgrown our old digs for that one, too.
It's at the Tucson Museum of Art this year,
yes.
Right?
Right.
Was it last year?
It has been at Maynard's. Yeah, by the train station.
Okay.
But every once in a while, the Unlimited would come through and kind of give you a little blast. So right. If you were sleeping on a bench, it woke you right up. But we do that. So another thing, I mean, several of the Tucson Originals do food at that event. We're talking about doing a taco cook-off or, something to promote it and do the food. But most of it's all about the margaritas, and we're going to promote the margaritas. And then after we get a winner, you can go to your favorite Tucson Original and say, hey, I love that margarita you made at the Margarita Festival. Can I get one?
Oh, that's great. Fred, who can you hook up with that's going to be part of this World Margarita Championship and give them your tequila expertise? Fred, if you guys didn't know this, Fred has one of the finest tequila palates in the Southwest.
That's good to know.
According to Jeff. But, yes, I am not a big tequila fan because I think I just love sipping on tequila just by itself.
Right.
All, the naked truth.
That didn't make sense what you said. You just said, I'm not a big tequila fan.
No, I mean margarita fan.
Oh,
sorry,
guys.
You understand why, don't you? Is because that the stronger tequilas, the ones that have more robust flavor that are not the sipping ones, are the ones that go best in margaritas.
Oh, I agree with that. But I always get very frustrated when people are using premium tequilas in a margarita. It's like...
Do the float.
To me, it's criminal.
Yeah, that is criminal. All right, so we got some...
we got a lot of stuff to give away. Yep. Oh, but first of all, what do you want to give away today?
Let's give away a
dozen roses from Mayfield Florist. So the first person who emails me at fred@fredandjeff.com with the answer to this question will get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. And earlier in the show, Rocco was talking about the original use for Rocco's Little Chicago, the building, the original use. If you tell us what that is, you'll get a dozen roses from the Coleman family at Mayfield Florist.
Right, and just to throw a little hint out there, it was a Winchell's donut.
he cannot go a show without just saying,
I love giving stuff away.
Yeah, well, we also have the big prize package to give away for liking us on Facebook.
Right, if you were one of the 303 people that liked us on Facebook, thank you so much. We hope you're getting some value out of all of our posts and our
shenanigans.
And our shenanigans. But one special person is getting a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah, Christine Burns is going to be receiving, I think, a sushi gift certificate, some tickets for an upcoming concert at the Fox Theater, Pass for two at the Sky Center in Mount Lemmon.
All kinds of good stuff.
And maybe some roses.
Congratulations. And we'll do another contest again soon.
Yeah, probably at the end of October.
Yep. That
we'll have a Halloween contest.
Absolutely. All right. Last but not least, you guys have some folks to say thank you to.
Oh, all the people. You mean as far as all the... Well, you know, we'd like to say thank you, first of all, to the Tucson community. We really want to say thanks to Casino del Sol for all their promotion of the Culinary Festival. We need to say thanks to Pro Ventures. We want to say thanks to Cox Charities. And we want to say thanks to the Tucson Valued Teachers and the Hispanic Chamber Scholarship Funds for supporting our events. But mostly, you know what? The Tucson community, as a group, we get together. And I think that we really support each other. It's one of the greatest cities that I've ever known for banding together and supporting itself.
And a great dining out city. For a city this size, the food is fantastic here.
All right.
The diversity is amazing.
Well, and you guys have a lot to do with that. And so, and as I like to tell people that come on our show and let the community know why we're a special place, you guys are two of the reasons that Tucson is a special place to be. The food that you make and what you do for our community, we really, really appreciate you guys. So keep up the good work, please.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Folks, that's another Fred and Jeff show, and we look forward to talking to you again next week here on 104.1 The Truth.